means a lot when you can tag another guy in that you know is a great quality player and can rush the passer and play football just as well as you. So it feels great knowing that we got a good team camaraderie in the defensive locker room and that great guy we have. We are very deep at defensive line.
What would it be like to be a quarterback facing all you guys?
Well, man, it'll be a lot of preparation. I know that. You know, I wouldn't want to face a defensive line as deep as we are, but, you know, we just have to come to every game focused and focused on making plays, and when we get opportunity to make those plays, we have to make them.
How tough do you think you guys have made it on Howie and Andy to, when roster cuts come, to make those decisions?
I really don't know. I'm a player first, so I really don't know how to –
But you know how much talent they can't keep everyone. I mean, you guys have so many guys who can obviously play. So how tough a call do you think it's going to be for those guys?
Like I said, I really can't answer that because I really don't know. I mean, they might have a plan that, you know, I don't know about. So hopefully they have everything down, and we're just ready to move forward after these cuts.
Last year, Philip, you sort of were under the radar, forced yourself onto the roster. But this year, you've taken your game to another level, it seems like, in preseason. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I attribute it to having more time, experience, you know, time around the fellas, you know, my team, and learning the defensive scheme as a whole and what Coach Washburn wants us to do. I think I'm more polished and I'm ready to go this season.
Are you pleased with how you've played in the preseason?
You know, I'm never pleased. I'm hard on myself. I'm never pleased. I think it's always more to do, you know. But I think I've made strides since last season, and I intend to do better this season.
You think you guys will have an advantage late in games, fourth quarter, because you all won't be playing 60 snaps, and you guys will be fresh, where maybe the O-lineman you're playing against will be out in their 70th snap or whatever?
Well, I think we will have a lot of people to go. So, you know, hopefully – that ends up being that meaning we'll be more fresh at the end of game. So with us tagging in and out during between quarters and halves, you know, between possessions, I think we'll be a lot more fresh during the fourth quarter.
Is it ideal for Coach Washburn and the fact he kind of just turns you guys loose? That's your game?
No, it's not really just turn us loose. You know, there's technique to it as well, you know. It's not just, you know, doing whatever you want to do on the field. You have to play the technique that he wants. And I think it's a great scheme that we develop on defense with one and Coach Wash as well. It's a great scheme that allows us to make plays.
Is it a relief to not be in a situation where you're really sweating these cuts yourself like maybe you were a year ago?
It's definitely a relief, you know, when you come out in the preseason and make plays. It's kind of easy on you stress-wise, knowing that, you know, I did all I could and I had a successful preseason, and, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may.
What do you remember thinking going into the fourth preseason game last year when you did sort of have to prove yourself to get on the roster?
Well, last year we had a whole cast of guys like we do this year, but last year I was, you know, new to the team. It was my first year, so I had a lot more proving to do around this time. And I was going into that game focused on I have to make a play to stay around, and that was my main focus, is making plays during that game.